Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to this program, this is Villa Willis, the Mindful Coach, and I am welcoming you to Villa Speaks. I'm glad to be here today, and I am my own special guest. All right. So glad to be my own special guest today. So let me begin with an announcement of just something wonderful that I am giving freely. And so as you know, I'm a mindful coach, and I also get coaching because just like a therapist needs to have therapy, I need to have someone who's helping me live my best life and stay focused and all the things that I do for you. And so part of working with my coach, she's encouraged me because I've made some upgrades to my website. So please go and visit and see the new things that I have at www.villaspeaks.com. And I will also tell you that I signed up with a marketing company that is collaborating with me to take my coaching business worldwide. And so I am very excited about there to get my light out there, to shine and to bring love and light and guidance and hope and healing and all the things that I do. To the whole wide world. Yeah, whole wide world. So to celebrate that and to just celebrate being able to do what I love for a living, that I am offering for the next 4 weeks a free one-hour coaching session. So, yes, no strings attached. You don't have to give me your blood type, or you don't have to give a credit card number or tell me where your children live or anything like that. This is a free one-hour consultation. My gift to you, to thank you for listening, to thank you for following me on Instagram, to thank you for those of you who DM me and interact with me. This is my way of saying you are worth that investment. You are worth me pouring my time into you, and I want to do that. So some of you will be receiving invitations, DMs from me, because you've reached out to me before and working with me wasn't in your budget or at that time. And so I want to make sure that while it's free, it should be in your budget, and it will be my pleasure to do those things, to give you a free one-hour session. I will also get that up on my Instagram site and on my Facebook page. So enough of my commercial. Again, welcome. This is Villa Willis, the Mindful Coach. And my program today is I'll be discussing the three C's for living a joyful, mindful life. And so before we move any further, let's just take a minute and get centered. And so I'm going to encourage you to do a relaxation technique for breathing that can really get you centered and focused, so that today, in the time that we're together, you can get the most information and have the best impact with what I am sharing with you today. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is what's called 4-7-8 breathing. So you're going to breathe in for 4, hold your breath for 7, and then exhale through your mouth, pushing out like for 8. So it's inhale for 4, hold for 7, and then exhale for 8. And then when we close today, I will do the body scan meditation and also hit your chakras as well, because you know I am a spiritual coach as well, and I'm the same person, so it's all intermixed. So let's begin now with the 4-7-8 breathing. So breathe in for 4, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. Inhale for 4, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. So today I want to talk about the three C's for living a joyful and mindful life. And I'd done a live on my Villa Speaks Instagram page where I talked about the three C's that are just for creating and living your best life. And those were collaboration, self-care, of course, the C being the C from care slipping in there, and community. And that those things are very important. But before the collaboration and the self-care, which is third seat, excuse me, in our conversation today. That's very important. Any woman who works with me, self-care will become a part of your routine, because that is how you begin to create and live your best life. In many of my counseling sessions, anyway, don't let me get off track. So we talked about collaboration, self-care, and community. But there are some steps before that, and we're going to talk about those three C's today. And joyful and mindful life. People need to get joy back. I'll tell you, I've done some tarot card readings and just had some women so shut down. It's like, what is going on with you? No passion, no, like, their energy, even their energetic energy, just flat. It's because we've lost the joy of living. We're just, I'm not even being, you know, my coach, Kathy Pearson, says that she considers it like zombies. They're like, they're alive, but they're dead on the inside. And so part of her coaching program, and the same for me, is about bringing that life, bringing that joy back. And so what begins, what is the three C's before collaboration, self-care, and community, are clarity, courageous conversations, and self-care. So it's very important to be clear about what you're about. So many people are in the past or in the future. They're not even clear about what's happening now. Why do you do the things that you do? Why are you at the job that you're at? Why are you in the relationships that you're in? Why do you run your children around to 15 different events and you're worn out? Or why are you considered at work the bitch on wheels? Or when you run your company, you know, you're like the Iron Maiden, which I think that's pretty cool. I was thinking about a quote from Margaret Thatcher today. Because clarity is about, we need to know what you're thinking. What is going on in your mind? You know, Margaret Thatcher has a great saying, you know, beware of your thoughts, because your thoughts become actions. Beware of your actions. Okay, let me not even try to quote this without looking at it. So I'm going to pull it up. And you know what? You don't gotta, I'm not into trying to be perfect in front, like, you know, how things are. I got back from my walk today, so I am working it out. Let's see if we can get this quote from Margaret Thatcher, because this is the importance of why, when we work together, I've got to know where your mind is. I've got to know where your thoughts are. Because thoughts are things, and thoughts are important. Here we go. Oh, I like these other quotes too. I like these other quotes too that they got about her, the Iron Maiden. Here we go. Thank God for the internet. Oh, when I was a kid, I'd be trying to find this through the encyclopedia right now. But thank God for the internet and Google. It's all before my fingers. Okay, so here we go. Why I want there to be clarity. And what are you thinking? Your actions are already letting me know that you're not focused and that things are all jumbled. So I got to understand, what are you thinking? What's going on in that beautiful, creative, wonderful, awesome mind of yours? And this quote from Margaret Thatcher gives me the foundation to work with that. Watch your thoughts, for they will become actions. Watch your actions, for they will become habits. Watch your habits, for they will forge your character. Watch your character, for it will make your destiny. So if your thoughts and your actions are based on pleasing other people, doing what you think will make you popular, feeding some, based on some thought that is not accurate about you, like that you have no value, you're only good if you do this, or the only people who are important do this, your destiny and the life that you're creating for yourself isn't based on who you are authentically. And so this clarity gets you in contact with what's in your mind. What are you thinking? And let's start from there. Let's get those thoughts out that no longer serve you. Let's get those old tapes out from your mind. You know, I just found a wonderful, wonderful woman that I love and care about so much is in legal trouble. And part of it is because the pressure of her family wanting her to succeed. You're going to do better than the last generation. And that my family got that same type of pressure. I went to college. I wanted to do what to please them. But I wasn't living what was in my heart. So I got a college degree in political science. I knew my family wanted me to be an attorney or a doctor. And I hate blood and fluid and snot and all that stuff. And I really got interested in math. So that took out the doctor or anything medical. So I'm going to get a degree in political science. But I hated all my poli-sci classes. And I really loved history. And I loved teaching. But they didn't want that. And I wanted to please them. I wanted to, you know, make this next generation better. So I didn't do that. So then I went to school and I went to seminary and I have a master's of divinity and I'm an ordained minister because, you know, black folks love having a preacher in the family. But I was not in my flow. I was not doing that out of a place of joy and love. And it was horrible. I don't even know. I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat it. It was horrible. And so at that point, I walked away from everything. I walked away from the church. I walked away from my religious beliefs. I told God, I got to let you go because if you're this like psychotic, bipolar, kill love, I don't got time for that. I had to disappoint my family, and I had to start from a place where I actually got a job. A shout out to Steve Diaz and Janet Pavlock. These two people hired me to be an admin. I had no admin skills. But they opened the door for me, and I was able to get my footing. I ended up meeting a beautiful, beautiful lady whose birthday is today. I love and adore you, Terry McCubbin. Her birthday was today, and because she had the eye of spirit, she was able to see that God was doing something in me, that the universe and the spirit was transforming and transmuting and working with me. And she introduced me to the science of mind, a thought that I had been around because I've always been interested in Hinduism. And so this started in 2006. So here we are in 2018. I got married and got divorced. I mean, stuff happens. So while you're in the process of developing it, it's not always perfect. But here I am in 2018, and I am clear that I live my life now for my highest purpose, and that is to love my life. To be rich and wild and bold and to show that to everyone else that this is how we can all live at this level. It's not just for a few folks. It's for all of us. And so I am clear that I'm on this planet to serve, to bring my light, to empower, to encourage, and to equip everyone, especially spiritually. But my clientele are women. I love to work with women business owners and women executives. You know, as I always say, the CEO, the CIO, the CFO, the CIO, oh, the COO, EIEIO. That is my purpose, to bring love and light and joy back into the lives of those women who are grinding and hustling and doing things from a divine masculine way, and instead of being connected with their divine feminine, I am clear about what I'm doing. Now, I'm 55, but I really didn't start. I only started when I was 43. If I had started when I was zero, if I had known this when I was growing up, believe me, my grandchildren are going to know from the gate. Live your life. Be what you want to do. You are an awesome individual created with the love and light of this universe. You can do, be, and have anything. Richness, poverty, abundance is yours. They're going to hear that from Granny, from me. They're going to hear it from my spouse, Denise. They're going to know. They're going to know. They're also going to know that I love whiskey, but that's a whole different conversation. But I am clear today about my purpose. And if something doesn't bring me joy, I ain't doing it. I have a friend of mine asked me to help him at this job that he has, and I said yes. I am not going back next year. I do not like doing that, and so I'm not doing it. But I do what brings me joy. I live at my highest life, and when I bring joy and light, I can't even put into words the things that have happened to me since I quit my job March 30th. That yes, I had to rebrand my clarification. Not, you know, clarification is a process. I've had to rebrand my site. I just did it again. I'm doing it on my Manasseh site. But it's about being in touch with who I am. Got to get clear. Got to understand. Thoughts are things, and thoughts are the beginnings. And those thoughts have emotions. And so we'll need to talk, understand what's going on with that. And then it's about having the courageous conversations. Why are you trying to please everybody? Who are the people you have in your life? What really matters to you and what doesn't? This is one of my least favorite sayings. I say when it comes to my tarot card readings, my least favorite question is, are me and my ex going to get back together? Why? If you broke up, what's the, but my least favorite saying from a coaching client is, well, you know, Villa, I made my bed, I have to sleep in it. It's like, no. No, that is not true. You can change your mind every minute if you need to. It's because you made a decision. So I've had clients who were in super unhappy marriages. They, oh, I want to stay for the kids. So, you know, your kids know stuff's not right. And what you're doing is you're setting an example for your children that you have to be unhappy to do what society thinks is right. And that being unhappy and unfulfilled is a part of your life now. You made your bed, you can change the sheets. You can make your bed someplace else. But you've got to have that courageous conversation. Why am I doing this? What are the thoughts? Who am I trying to please? What is driving me? Just like I told you about the beautiful woman who just got in trouble trying to please her family. Being driven by, I don't matter, I'm not valued. Unless I have this paper, unless I'm doing this important job, unless I'm doing what makes my family happy, we need to have a courageous conversation and call bullshit on all that. Yes, I just said bullshit. Because it's not true. Every religion, every spirituality has this common understanding that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That means that we are magical, mighty, abundant, awesome, creative entities, energetic flowing entities. And that means that you matter from the gate. One of the things you'll see in the book that I wrote is that when I was a child, my every need was met and nearly everything else, that everything I wanted. I just wasn't sure that I was loved because my family, I don't remember being told that I was loved. But again, actions, support. So when my daughter was born, I wanted her to know that I wanted the first words out of my mouth to her to be that she was loved and that she was welcome and that she was wanted. So I had a whole little speech prepared for her, which I told her, you know, Lily, I love you and I welcome you and I want you in my life. I wanted her to know those things. That was, you know, I'm not sure what she understood. And she was crying, of course, because, you know, she's always hungry. And so she always says, what was I saying then? That, you know, what you always say. Do you have money and I'm hungry? Do you have money and do you have food? So, but we need to have some courageous conversations and call bullshit on what is bullshit and start creating from our authentic place. And part of that begins with self-care. You know, sometimes I get very frustrated, as you can tell, clients about having a day off or having a day for yourself. Say, no, that's selfish. And I just take a deep breath. And I say, no, it's not selfish. It's self-full. Taking care of yourself is the best gift you can give to this world. Because you, at a healthy, happy, hydrated, creative, connected, energetic, flowing means that like attracts like. That if we'd all just gotten that place, even for 2 seconds, we would raise the vibration of this planet. We would change the world. Care of yourself is important. And not just showering and eating and blah, 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 but how are you feeding your soul? What are you feeding your mind? If you don't think you're valuable because you're watching all these TV shows where women are acting bad or, you know, in our society here in the U.S., you know, women aren't valued. So the only reason a woman is in a movie or really on a TV show is so that one of the male characters can have sex with her. That's it. And any woman that is powerful, of course, has all sorts of jacked up relationships. And so we're constantly being fed that, you know, you don't matter, or you have to be beautiful, look like this, or here, get some new tits, or get a new ass, and all those things. But if we valued ourselves and took the time to get enough sleep, to take our vitamins, just some simple stuff, go back in nature. You know, I have to remind myself, this week I'm going to have to go to the beach. I live 4 or 5 miles away from the Pacific Ocean. And I get up here in my office and doing my tarot readings and taking care of my clients. But you know what? I need to step in the beach, or I need to be at the park. I'll go on up to El Dorado Park this week. Spend that time. Value yourself. When you take that self-care and make yourself a priority, everyone else will do the same. They will see your value. And so, to begin to live a life that matters, your life matters, that you enjoy. Now, before you get to the second set of C's, which is collaboration, self-care, and community, we have the first set of C's, which is clarity. What are you thinking? What are you about? You know, one of the things you say, well, thoughts don't matter, really? Then why is it when someone shoots up a synagogue or a church or a preschool or the movies or the bar or wherever these people decide to shoot up stuff, what do people say? What was he thinking? Or if a person in your family or your friend does something stupid, you say, what was she thinking? So that is even the clue that we know that our thoughts were the beginning of that process. And we got to get clear. We've got to get clarity. And I just give a shout out to my coach, Kathy Pearson, because clarity, she's all about clarity. And then we've got to have the courageous conversation. What in the heck? And then we've got to start valuing ourselves. We've got to start valuing ourselves and acting accordingly. That was a lot of information, a lot of information. And so I'm going to close us out by doing a mini mindfulness meditation, and we'll do also a chakra activation or a chakra touch and alignment. You'll see it on my Instagram page, but you're welcome to reach out to me now. I will be for the next 4 weeks till December 17th, giving free 1 hour coaching sessions. My pleasure to pour into your life, because you matter and I want you to live your best life. And if I can play a part in doing that, I am ecstatic and I love to do that. So let's get ready for our mini mindfulness meditation. Get your feet on the floor, or if you're sitting or if you're laying down, comfortable until your bottom in the chair or on the mattress or the floor, and your back up against the chair. And let's have you take a breath. But this is a non-LA Hollywood perfect breath. I want your stomach to go out. We want to just really fill up our lungs. And then let's do a 4-7-8 breathing, where you breathe in for 4. Hold for 7. And exhale for 8. And now that you are relaxed, let's have you bring your attention to your toenails, toes, to the top of your feet and the bottom, that meaty part that you stand on, and your heels. Let's bring your attention to your ankles, and then to your shins and the calves, to your beautiful knees, and take just a minute to thank your knees for the work they do in helping you stand and run and walk and move around that beautiful joint. Then bring your attention to the top of your thighs, the bottom of your thighs, the inside and the outside, these major muscles working so hard for us. Thank you. And then bring your attention around your booty and your stomach and your lungs and your chest, the small of your back, the middle part of your back, and your shoulders. Let's think about our fingernails, our fingers, our knuckles, our wrist, our forearm, our elbow, up around on our shoulders, and let's bring those shoulders up to our ears and then release them. We carry so much tension there. Let's take a deep breath in. Then our neck, our jawline, I encourage you to open your mouth as we hold so much tension in our jaw, our nose, our eyes, our forehead, and then the top of our head. Deep breath in again. Then let's just energize our chakras. Hit our base chakra where we feel supported and secured, the bottom of our tailbone. Our sacral chakra, which is our sexuality, our sensuality, our passion, and our creativity, just below our belly button. Let's get our solar plexus chakra, which is where we feel powerful and how we act in a powerful, authentic, and connected way. And that is just above your belly button. Our heart chakra, which of course is twofold, for loving in an earthly way, and then loving and connecting in a spiritual and evolving way. Our throat chakra, we're able to speak our truth. Our third eye chakra, which is right between our eyebrows. And then our crown chakra at the top of our head. And may we be, our energy fields be cleared, recalibrated, transmuted, and transformed. Let's take a deep breath in. I thank you for listening, for being with me today, and for those of you that will listen later. I look forward to serving you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.